The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey is a leading provider of advanced reproductive technologies, sharing its knowledge with you. It's time for Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
If you're trying to have a baby or just thinking about it, it's not too early to start getting ready for pregnancy. Preconception health care is important for women and focuses on taking steps now to protect the health of a baby in the future. Here to tell us about the importance of good preconception care and the steps you should take now if you're planning to try to get pregnant is Dr. Virginia Mensah. She's a specialist in reproductive endocrinology and infertility at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mensah. So first off, what would you tell a woman that she could be doing now before coming to see a fertility specialist? What is a preconception care checkup and who should have one?
Well, first off, thank you very much for having me, Melanie. I'm very excited to be able to speak to everyone today. And that's a really great question. I think there's a number of things that women can be doing now, even before they come to see a fertility specialist, to certainly optimize their pregnancy potential going forward. One of the biggest things, believe it or not, is just starting simple with a prenatal vitamin. You know, getting into the habit of taking one every day is oftentimes a little bit difficult for some patients. And so getting that on board early, as well as sort of getting practice with doing that every day, is great. The other important thing that's contained within a prenatal vitamin is actually folic acid, and that's extremely important for actually the baby's brain as well as cranial and spinal cord development. So having a prenatal vitamin that has at least 400 micrograms of folic acid is essential. And usually, again, not starting the day that you are pregnant, but the at least a month or so prior to getting pregnant is very important. Also, it's always a good idea to just sort of be up to date with routine health maintenance screening. So things like going to see your OBGYN or your primary care provider, making sure that you're current with your pap smears, or, you know, if you have any chronic medical or health conditions like asthma, high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that, having good medical control before going into a pregnancy, again, is often very critical into having a successful pregnancy down the road.
You mentioned folic acid and a prenatal vitamin. What other vitamin supplements do you recommend? Do you recommend iron be a part of this? Should we be looking at labels?
So great question. You know, there's often some iron contained within prenatal vitamins themselves. And so unless there's another reason to supplement, like if a patient has a history of anemia or, you know, heavy menstrual bleeding, that kind of thing, there's often not a reason to, you know, additionally supplement. So ultimately, you know, the amount that's usually contained in most prenatal vitamins, which is somewhere around 325 milligrams, is usually enough.
How could being overweight affect a pregnancy? And also, how can being underweight affect a pregnancy? Should a woman consider her weight as she's trying to get ready?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's often a little bit more of a difficult issue to consider before entering into a pregnancy. Specifically, we know that obesity prior to pregnancy can actually lead to some fertility issues, things like irregular or infrequent menstrual cycles. There's an increased prevalence of infertility in this population. They also have often an increased risk of miscarriage. And even sometimes, after they're undergoing fertility treatment, these are women that often have decreased success, again, for unclear reasons at this point, but still are known to have potentially less successful outcomes with fertility treatment. And then even within pregnancy itself, sometimes women that come in and are obese have a higher likelihood of complications, things like gestational diabetes or birth defects, higher risk of C-section, or even blood pressure disorders in pregnancy. And so really what we usually recommend is that women try to, you know, come in at a healthy weight. You know, it's defined really by what's called the body mass index, or BMI. We're all kind of familiar with that, I'm sure. But typically we define obesity as a BMI greater than 30. And there's different classes of obesity, the highest class being class 3, which is a BMI greater than 40. But regardless, you know, we usually like to at least try to get a woman within a more normal BMI category prior to starting any fertility treatment, because ultimately a healthy mom creates a healthy baby. What we will recommend is prior to starting any kind of fertility treatment, the patient, as you know, in conjunction with us as their provider, but also often other nutritionists or weight management specialists, to hopefully try to bring down their weight to a more healthy body mass index level, with the goal being typically less than 30. Now, on the contrary side to that, the patients that you mentioned that are sometimes underweight, so they can often have similar problems, particularly with respect to lacking ovulation or having anovulation, as we call it. As a result of that, it can also be difficult to become pregnant. And so often, contrary to the obesity situation, these women often work with counselors, nutritionists, in conjunction with their physician in order to gain weight prior to pregnancy.
What vaccinations should a woman planning to get pregnant get, and are there any she should not get?
So there are several vaccinations that are typically recommended before trying to conceive. They include things like the rubella vaccine, as well as the varicella vaccine. And unfortunately, these are vaccines that usually, once they have been obtained by a patient, you need to wait at least a month, if not up to 3 months, to attempt to conceive. But again, very important to try to avoid these infections during pregnancy. Now, the ones that actually should not be obtained in pregnancy are pretty much the same ones I just mentioned. Any of the live or live attenuated vaccines carry the risk of actually being transmitted to the pregnancy or the fetus itself during pregnancy, rather. So the ones that are typically not recommended include the MMR, the varicella vaccine, as well as the herpes zoster vaccine.
If someone has medical conditions, maybe even diabetes or high blood pressure, do the medications that they're taking affect their fertility and or pregnancy? What would you like them to know about managing any health conditions that they may already have?
So that's another great question. And oftentimes that, you know, is a discussion that needs to be had either with their primary care physician or OBGYN prior to entering into a pregnancy. But for example, some blood pressure medications are often contraindicated during the early parts of pregnancy because they can affect fetal development. And again, having good management of blood sugar, for example, if a patient is diabetic going into pregnancy, is also very important prior to getting pregnant. So again, it's all part of the count that goes into the counseling before deciding to proceed with trying to conceive.
What about lifestyle and behaviors? What do you tell women that are thinking about it, whether they're in their 20s or their 30s, and they're trying to get pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant, about lifestyle, smoking, alcohol, exercise, and a healthy diet? What do you tell them?
So I absolutely tell all of my patients that healthy moms make healthy babies. And so, you know, having an active lifestyle going into the pregnancy is often great because it's a pattern that you carry with you throughout the pregnancy. So at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise every other day is certainly one goal. Having a diet that's diverse and rich in fruits and vegetables, as well as, you know, moderate amounts of protein, carbs, just something that's well balanced, is also very important. And ultimately, as I mentioned before, you know, making sure to start taking a supplement with a prenatal vitamin at least a month prior to trying to conceive is also very pregnant. And of course, avoiding all the toxic habits, you know, to establish that pattern now. So no smoking, cutting back on drinking, and also even things like caffeine, cutting down on that as well.
Is it important for the partner and the woman trying to get pregnant to share their family health histories with their healthcare professional? Is this something that you want them to do in preconception care planning?
Absolutely. And actually, that can make a big difference, especially with respect to testing that sometimes gets done in the preconception time frame. So, for example, if a couple comes and they both have a history of, you know, a family member or relative that is affected with a different disorder, like something like cystic fibrosis, for example, that may change the type of screening that we offer them when we come to see them in the clinic to essentially help to screen them. And if one of the partners is found to be a carrier, we can screen the other partner to, again, try to help to mitigate the risk of having an affected child. So absolutely, genetic history is an important part to preconception care. And sharing that with your either OBGYN provider, sometimes they can begin that process of doing the screening, or when you come to see a specialist, sharing that history with us is very important as well.
And Dr. Mensa, in summary, please wrap it up for us with your best advice about preconception care for women who are thinking about getting pregnant, and also what you'd like to tell them about yourself as a new member of the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey?
Well, I would say my two-second nutshell would be, you know, the most important things that patients can take home from this are to, you know, if you're not taking a prenatal vitamin now, certainly start. It's good to have it on board for at least a month prior to trying to conceive. If you can, get vaccinated for things like rubella as well as varicella at least a month or so before coming to see a specialist. And finally, it's always important to try to maintain a healthy weight and healthy lifestyle. So if you're not already, you know, try to get yourself up, get active, start eating healthy and right, and hopefully we'll help you achieve your pregnancy goals. As to me, I'm very excited to be a new member of the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. I think this is a fantastic group. We have wonderful staff in nursing as well as physicians. So I'm just very excited to finally be here and help couples conceive.
Thank you so much for being with us today. This is Fertility Talk with RSCNJ, the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. For more information, please visit fertilitynj.com. That's fertilitynj.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.